Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, September 23rd. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers fall to the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium, 34-30. A game that had wild swings. Packers fell behind 14-0, scored the next 30 points, only to give up the final 20 points. Head coach Mike McCarthy on the big swings in the game.
It was a game of momentum. Momentum swings, adversity. And then that clearly swung the Cincinnati's way the fourth quarter, and you got to give them credit. They played excellent defense down a stretch.
Aaron Rodgers struggled, to put it mildly. Two interceptions for the first time in almost 3 years at a passer rating of just 64.5. It said it was a very difficult day.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I didn't play very well. I'm competitive and expect to play well every week, and this week it didn't happen. So it was frustrating. We couldn't convert. Got into a rhythm there in the third quarter. Looked like we were going to blow the game open and turn the ball over twice, turn the ball over again in the fourth quarter, and that's why we lost.
Jonathan Franklin, the rookie from UCLA, taking over for the injured James Starks, had 103 yards rushing, including his first pro touchdown. But his debut was spoiled by the fourth and inches fumble in the fourth quarter that Terrence Newman returned 58 yards for the go-ahead touchdown.
I just got to keep my eye tight. You know, it's no excuses of what I was doing or how I was doing it. You know, it's all about technique. You know, it's a big play, big down, and I got to make a play for my team, regardless of my first game or not. They call on me. I got to do my job.
Newman, the former Dallas Cowboy defensive back, also had an interception of Rodgers and five tackles, and he said even down 30-14, we still believed.
I was happy being on the sideline, realizing, looking at these guys in the face and looking at them in the eyes, and you know, there was no quit. You know, everybody on the sideline was talking about, hey, we still got a chance.
Bengals improved to 2-1 with the victory. The Packers fall to 1-2 as their bye week has arrived. They will not play again until they host the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field on October 6th. The Lions in Washington, D.C. got 385 yards passing from Matthew Stafford in a 27-20 victory. The first win for Detroit in the nation's capital since 1935. Stafford isn't much of a history buff. All he knows is we needed this one.
I think the biggest thing for us is getting a win on the road. You know, it's tough to win on the road here, any place in the NFL, but this is a tough place. A big stadium crowd was loud, cheering for the Redskins today. So, I'm glad just to come out there with a win.
The Lions improved to 2-1 with the victory, but they still trail the Chicago Bears in the NFC North as the Bears stayed perfect at 3-0, beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 40-23 in the Sunday night game. Two more defensive touchdowns for the Bears, but offensive-minded head coach Mark Trestman has still yet to lose in his rookie season.
The guys in the locker room are very appreciative of the win. It was a very tough football game, all four quarters of it. There was a lot of emotion spent, a lot of ebb and flow to it. And guys feel very fortunate to have come out on top.
And at the bottom of the division, the Minnesota Vikings falling at home to the Cleveland Browns, 31-27. Brian Hoyer's third touchdown pass to Cameron Jordan covered 7 yards with 51 seconds to play, sending Adrian Peterson to a defeat. He says now we'll have to travel overseas to try and get our first one against the Steelers next week.
Bounce back. We can't let this, direct us on a different path, you know, so we just got to come back this week in London and get that first W.
The Dallas Cowboys get three touchdown passes from Tony Romo, 175 yards and a score from DeMarcus Murray, enrolling the St. Louis Rams 31-7. Tennessee Titans beat the San Diego Chargers 20-17. Jake Locker found Justin Hunter from 34 yards out with 15 seconds to play. New England had no trouble with Tampa Bay 23-3. Drew Brees 340 yards and three scores as New Orleans ripped Arizona 31-7. The Carolina Panthers humbled the New York Giants 38-0, the worst loss in the Tom Coughlin era with New York. Baltimore beat Texans 30-9. The Miami Dolphins are 3-0. They beat Atlanta 27-23. Ryan Tannehill hit Deion Sims with a yard out with under a minute to go. The New York Jets beat the Buffalo Bills 27-20. Even though they were flagged with 20 penalties in the game. The Indianapolis Colts traveled to San Francisco and shocked the 49ers 27-7. Colin Kaepernick had a couple of turnovers. 49ers have scored only 10 points in 2 weeks. They also announced that linebacker Alden Smith will be taking a leave of absence after being arrested for a DUI last week. Seattle Seahawks rolled the Jacksonville Jaguars 45-17. Russell Wilson had 3 touchdowns in the first half. The Monday night game to wrap up week number 3 will be the Oakland Raiders in Denver to take on the Broncos. Good weekend in college football. Wisconsin Badgers dominated Purdue 41-10, piling up 388 yards rushing in the victory there. Now 2-1 on the season and 1-0 in the Big Ten. St. Norbert College 2-0 in the Midwest Conference, 2-1 overall. Their home opener, a 33-6 victory over Ripon. And Lakeland got their first win of the weekend, beating Alma College 21-20 on Saturday. Now to Major League Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers wrapped up their home schedule at Miller Park Sunday night with a 6-4 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Willie Peralta went 5-plus innings, gave up 5 hits and 3 runs to earn the win. Nori Aoka had an RBI double and 3 runs scored. Jim Henderson with his 26th save, and manager Ron Renicki happy to see his guys still have enough to beat a good playoff team like St. Louis.
It's playoff atmosphere. So any time they're in a game like this and they succeed in it, we come out winning helps. But all this is growth for them. And when the pressure spots come up, because they will, that they can handle a little better.
Brewers finished 37-44 at Miller Park this season. They'll play the final week on the road, beginning in Atlanta against the Braves. Marco Estrada will pitch the series opener Monday night. The Braves wrapped up the National League East Division title with a 5-2 victory over the Chicago Cubs, their first division championship since 2005, and the first since Freddie Gonzalez took over as manager.
Oh, it's what a great feeling. You know, it really is a great feeling. You don't realize you've played 150-something games, and to get to this point, we knew early on that, you know, National had lost, but we still wanted to be able to celebrate and come out of it as a win, so we did.
The Cincinnati Reds beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 11-3, scoring 7 runs in the first 2 innings, and they've tied the Pirates for the top wild card spot. Mets beat the Phillies 4-3. Marlins a 4-2 win over the Nationals. Was the Dodgers won. The Padres nothing. Diamondbacks over the Rockies 13-9, and Washington knocked off Miami 5-4. Interleague play of the Giants over the Yankees 2-1, and in the American League, another division titleist was crowned on Sunday as the Oakland A's outlasted the Minnesota Twins 11-7. Second baseman Eric Sogard on a second straight AL West crown.
Obviously exciting. I mean, that's the ultimate clinch, but you know, we wanted to continue to focus on that game, get the win, and really enjoy it with our teammates and our fans.
Cleveland Indians beat the Houston Astros 9-2. The Indians now lead Texas by a game and a half for the second wild card in the American League. White Sox beat the Tigers 6-3. Boston, which clinched the AL East on Saturday, beat Toronto 5-2. Tampa Bay shaded Baltimore 3-1. The Rays still holding the top wild card spot. Kansas City, a 4-0 10-inning victory over Texas. Justin Maxwell, a walk-off grand slam home run. Royals are only 3.5 out of the wild card. And Seattle got by the Los Angeles Angels by a score of 3-2. In hockey, the Green Bay Gamblers off to a 2-0 start. They defeated Chicago on the road 5-1 Saturday night, and then came back from a 3-1 deficit to beat Muskegon in their home opener Saturday night at the Rush 5-4 in a shootout. Nick Schmaltz tied the game late in the third period. Gamblers 2-0. In golf, Henrik Stenson not only wins the Tour Championship at East Lake with a 13-under par total, 3 shots better than Steve Stricker and Jordan Spieth, but Stenson also picks up the $10 million bonus for winning the FedEx Cup playoff title.
Very, very happy and pleased with this week, of course. It was a lot of things on the line, and you know, it was probably as tough of a situation I've been in.
And on the racing circuit, Sylvania 300 at New Hampshire, and Matt Kenseth now 2-for-2 in the Sprint Cup chase for the championship races as he defeated Kyle Busch and Greg Biffle to take his second checkered flag in a row.
To do all the right things with adjustments and strategy and pit stops and all that stuff and be out front and win is two different things. So it's just I'm thankful to be part of this group, and it's just honestly doesn't really seem real that we won yet today.
Kenseth leads Busch by 14 points in the standings after the 2 Sprint Cup Chase Championship races. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.